Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I daily publish up to half a dozen photographs. This is the complimentary photo blog commentary in which I describe a little bit about the photographs that I've taken during the day. The website is at las.new-england.net.au. The photographs can also be found within the MP3 file, and the likes of Apple's iTunes software will display the photographs in the artwork function on both PC and Macintosh. The weather today was pretty mild for summer, 12 to 21 Celsius, 54 to 70 Fahrenheit. It'll warm up slightly over the next few days, so we might take advantage of the cooler weather and get things done outside. Today's Friday, December the 3rd. On to the photographs. Well, having set myself the task of a bit of perhaps modern architecture yesterday, I thought I'd have a go at facades today, more architecture, particularly some older buildings. And just to make it a little bit more challenging, I also included flagpoles in my self-set theme. So the title for today's photoblog entry is Facades and Flagpoles. This, of course, gives me the opportunity to comment that I was disappointed at how few flagpoles were found flying a flag from the facade. I must start up a Alliteration Anonymous group. The first photograph is of the rear, or the side and rear, of the Armadale Town Hall. The rear of the partially false facade is in view, with of course the flagpole flagless above. The next photograph is of the more modern town council building, including the council chambers and administration offices, with their triple flagpoles. Again, not flying anything in particular, just clattering the lanyards in the wind. The photograph conveniently framed by some leaves on the right-hand side and top. I was using a wide-angle lens for this, or the zoom lens in wide-angle mode, so we have some tilted lines to contend with. The third photograph, some symmetry. The facade, the fascia above the newspaper offices. The flagless flagpole in the centre. The fourth photograph, taken early in the afternoon. I always seem to manage to make streets look as if they're deserted. It's just a pause in the traffic. A part of the post office on the right-hand side of the image, and the Imperial Hotel on the left, with a grand old metal lattice work around the outside of the balcony, and a flagpole with a sort of festival flag more than anything. There are a series of such flagpoles in the central mall, pedestrian mall area, of which we're at one end here. The paved surface of the mall continues all the way down that block. Next photograph, some more of the post office. The words post office on the facade and the postcode 2350 is Armadale and surrounding area. The flagpole is all but hidden, set back from the frontage and almost hidden by a tree. I had to stand where I was standing to get a clearer view of the flagpole. From anywhere else it would be hidden, left and right. Well, after having flagless flagpoles, or flagstaffs, I think they're called in other parts of the world, we have the corner piece of an old department store in town. It used to be called Richardson's Department Store. It's now split into smaller specialty shops. But here we have the corner tower with flagpole, and today with flag. At least one of them has a flag. Even if we can't see it very well, it's on the other side of the flagpole. Well, that's my contribution to my photoblog for today, Friday, December the 3rd, entitled Facades and Flagpoles. I'm Gordon Smith. This has been Look and See. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye for now.